Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So we've broken down the real history, the mainline history. This is stuff for anybody that even has basic history knowledge would know. Ray McGovern's breaking it down, but if you watch CNN, Fox News, any of it, you would think that the Russians are the most evil people in the world. It's Putin's missile. They want to start World War III. I mean, that whole shoot down of that airplane looked to me like Lusitania Part 2. Ray McGovern, what did you think of that briefly, and then finishing up where this is going? Because you got NATO generals saying we need more fighter wings, we need troops. Very provocative. Why would they want to start a new Cold War?
Well, you know, Alex, I don't completely understand why anybody would even want to countenance that. You know, you have to look at who profits from these things. Wall Street profits, the weapons manufacturers profit, and they control the media. You know, it's pretty insidious. I used to read the Russian media all the time, and they had propaganda labels like Volstritskiye Karadatitsy, which means Wall Street bloodsuckers. Well, I used to think, you know, that's a little ham-handed. But look what happened. 2008, 2009. Look where we are. So there are forces driving this thing that profiteer on conflict. I can't believe that anybody in their right mind would take the danger of taunting Russia to the point where it would retaliate. And when you ask John Kerry that, they asked him a month ago, aren't you aware that this could lead to an armed clash with Russia? And Kerry said, well, yes, I've taken that into account. Well, does he think that his pastel ties and his stentorian voice is going to save him from the consequences of this? They look at him as a liar, I'm afraid to say, and as a person that can't be trusted. And Obama, you know, Obama has been not very truthful about these things. So the Russians are on their guard. They don't know exactly what to expect. Nor do I, or why. And that makes this thing very volatile.
Well, Ray, that's my final question and also statement to you. I've studied history. It's fascinating. Napoleon was super smart, one of the best generals probably in history, also evil, miscalculated with the Russians. Hitler did the same thing. But it's larger than that. Even smart dictators can miscalculate, and even a smart West that was somewhat moral could miscalculate and have nuclear war back when you were in government. Somewhat moral, you know, in general. But this degenerate corporate one, where there's so many degrees of separation, they're not even making the decisions based on things. They're just used to making 40-to-1 bets on the stock market with other people's money. It's like Wolf of Wall Street on PCP. They don't even care, and they're clearly making decisions and doing things that are so destabilizing and dangerous that it's not going to be good for their defense contractor business or Wall Street if we have a nuclear war with Russia. I mean, somebody's got to restrain these people because it looks like they're asleep at the switch. I mean, I think we've really reached, stick a fork in us, a decadence level in the ruling class where they're off playing golf, Ray. I don't think they even know what they're doing.
Well, it's true, you know, and it's the old syndrome, Alex. You know, I've often wondered what people do with their second million or their third million. There's an insatiable appetite for collecting or grabbing more. Now, I think you're right. This is going to reach a no good end, as the Chinese are fond of saying, but people don't realize this. And Obama is really pretty much a tool in their hands. So if you're Putin, how are you going to react when what happens is this missile defense system? Now, that's the biggest corporate welfare project in the country's history. It'll never work. But can the Russians depend on that? Of course not. And so what are they doing? They're putting it on ships. They're putting it in the Black Sea, and they're targeting ICM bases within Russia. That's trouble.
And it's only good for a first strike, absolutely.
That's it. And so if you're worried about a first strike, what are you going to do at the first hint that it's coming?
You're going to launch.
Launch on warning.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Wednesday, the 13th day of August, 2014, global transmission. While IS, ISIS, Al-Qaeda forces murder hundreds of thousands across Syria and Iraq, over 300 plus thousand the last 4 years in Syria, everyone is freaking out over one dead 18-year-old man in Ferguson, a suburb of St. Louis, Missouri. And police have now shot and critically wounded another suspect near Ferguson when they claim they engaged four men wearing ski masks with shotguns with a crowd of 20, and that one of the men pulled a handgun, so they shot him. and you've got the White House, FBI, Justice Department technicians there in the middle of it like Al Sharpton trying to stir things up. I saw the video that's up on Infowars.com of Al Sharpton where you get to see his whole body as he's walking with a woman holding his hand, guiding him in. There's a reason he looks like a reanimated corpse. Obviously, Al Sharpton is not in good health. We're showing some of the video now if you're watching us on the TV streams at Infowars.com/show. But when he turns and walks, you can see him from the side. He looks like a zombie from a movie or something. But the issue here is that the dollar's being devalued globally. Gold is starting to go back up a little bit. You've got major destabilization operations going on all over the planet. You've got arms races starting between China and Japan. You've got China threatening to invade different islands off the coast of Japan and the Philippines and threatening nuclear war if the U.S. intervenes. You've got NATO overthrowing Ukraine and major fighting and war intensifying over there. We've got a member of parliament claiming Ebola virus has arrived in France. India mulls moving to the ruble for Russia trade and leaving the dollar. You add that together with all these other countries that are doing it, like China and Iran and Brazil and so many others. This is the globalists maneuvering us towards the end of the dollar to bring in their new global SDR. So that's some of the news we're going to be breaking down today. The Vatican has approved of Obama airstrikes against IS, and I have approved of those as well. It says in a rare move, the Vatican has said that they have to have intervention to save the Christians that are being slaughtered. The problem is no one's bombing ISIS to stop killing of Christians. ISIS was created and set up in Syria and mainly does kill Christians. That's incontrovertible fact. 300,000+ dead, at least 200,000 of them Christians. Al-Qaeda, renaming itself ISIS and then IS to confuse TV viewers, to confuse Americans who are starting to wake up to this. If they find a Christian, they kill them. If they find a Jew, they kill them. When there's a real hijacking of an airplane, they kill the Christians and the Jews first. I know it's cause celeb out there and really trendy to just hate Jews, period. You know, if you fall on a banana peel, Jews did it. I understand that's the big trendy Hollywood thing. My only issue is that's part of the radicalization and why you can't expect Israel to do peace deals when the common denominator in the Middle East is kill every Jew you find. Well, let's just move Jews off the table with all the trendies out there. We understand you want them dead. What about Christians who are doing nothing to anybody and aren't involved in Palestine and Gaza and the rest of it? What about, I understand. It's not a cause celeb to talk about that because precious radical Muslims are doing it, and you can't say that there's any Muslim on earth that is an extremist. They're all perfect, right? That's the political correctness, correct? Vatican approves airstrike. Despite peace policy, military action might be necessary, says Vatican Ambassador to the United Nations. Fearing a genocide of Christians, the Vatican has given its approval to U.S. military airstrikes in Iraq, a rare exception to its policy of peaceful conflict resolution. The Holy See's Ambassador to the United Nations this weekend supported U.S. airstrikes aimed at halting the advance of Sunni Islamic State, IS militants, calling for intervention now before it's too late. And that action might be necessary. The Vatican vocally disapproved of a U.S.-led campaign in Iraq in 2003 and the 2013 plan for strikes in Syria. And again, I'm not a Vatican file. I'm not even Catholic. But when I see something good going on, I got to tell you, I see it as good. I think it's good that the Vatican was against attacking Libya, Syria, and the 2003 debacle, which has killed hundreds of thousands more Iraqis any way you look at it. And I'm against starting a war with Russia. The Vatican's against that. I'm against starting a war with Syria and turning it over to Al-Qaeda. The Vatican's against that. Now, the Vatican promotes world government, the EU, and pantheistic stuff now, which is very bad, and I criticize that. But see, I don't just criticize people whole hog or praise them whole hog. When something's good, we point it out. You do not hear the mainline churches, Protestant, evangelical, you name it, in the United States, criticizing the mass murder of Christians worldwide. There is zero solidarity. As Christians are killed in Asia, Central Asia, the Middle East, Orthodox being killed in Eastern Europe, you're hearing zero. Africa, you name it, out of all these glitter bugs. And meanwhile, the Catholic Church, along with the other faith-based state-run media, state-run religion here in the U.S., is trying to bust the borders wide open and legalize all the illegals at taxpayers' expense. And the Catholic Church and others are getting up to $6,000 or $2,000 for each person, but they do it in $6,000 to $7,000 groups. That's just how they do it for each group of three youth that are being stored. So they're making money off of it. That's why I'm against state-run religion, because I don't want to bankroll religion with my tax money. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And so the Southern Baptist Convention and the Vatican have no business getting taxpayer money, period, to bus illegals around the country or to be paid to keep them and to make money off of it. I mean, it's illegal for the churches to be involved in human smuggling to begin with. The ancient argument is sanctuary, though, that predates the First Amendment, that you, if somebody ran into the cathedral and the church gave the person sanctuary, the king couldn't even get them out of there, a.k.a. the famous literary work of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Sanctuary! Sanctuary! There's the headline. This Baptist charity is being paid hundreds of millions to shelter child migrants. Time magazine. See, it's disgusting. So when I criticize the Baptists or the Catholics for being state-run and helping destroy the country, I don't do it out of hatred of Baptists or hatred of Catholics. It's not some bigoted religious war. It's I don't like you using my tax money to wreck my country. And it's against the law what you're doing. So see, I go off and do compliment with one hand and attack with the other. That's how my brain works. I really try to know the policies. I really try to know how stuff works. And I'm sick of the Catholic Church promoting gun control in this country. I'm going to throw up. The Pope's got Swiss guards and private security with submachine guns at Pope Mobile. Do I get one of those? No, I don't. It's my job to protect my family. So now I'm going to go off into a bashing of the Vatican, Jag. Because I just got to be honest about everything. That's what I do. Israel's doing some stuff that's wrong. The Palestinians are doing some stuff that's wrong. But I don't hear a word out of the Palestinians who always arrogantly send me emails that I should, you know, call for the destruction of Israel when I'm out hearing jack squat out of you about the Christians. How about I hear something out of you about Christians that aren't doing anything to you and have been there for thousands of years before Muhammad showed up? How about I hear from Muslims about not killing Christians if you're not radical? How about that? How about I hear about you criticizing IS? No, I'm getting threatened by IS websites that are allowed to operate on Twitter and Facebook. As if threatening me is going to do something. I'm more stubborn than a mule. I'm not going anywhere. By the way, my dad sent me a screenshot this morning, and I've already been confirming it. We're getting tons of emails. We need to collate all those, do an article for Infowars.com, because we need your help, folks, or the enemy's going to win. When they attack us, they attack you. Facebook lets us operate our 7 or 8, what's more than that, we got like 8 big Facebooks with 3 million likes. One of them has like 800,000, the biggest. They're not letting most people get our information. They're blocking it. And when other people post our videos, they're getting messages saying this is inappropriate hate and threatening to suspend their accounts. So they want to do this secret censorship under the radar. Go to InfoWars.com, folks. Get all our articles every day and hammer Facebook with them. That's how we'll expose their censorship, is by smoking them out. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're here, folks, Monday through Friday, live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and, of course, we have some Facebooks. And Kit Daniels walked up to me during the break, one of our reporters, and said, Alex, I tried to share last night at like midnight our videos of the riot police and helicopters and tear gas with our reporters, the live feeds that had then been archived. He tried to share those videos in an article on Facebook, and it said, no, you're not allowed to share this. On our official big Facebook with 800 plus thousand followers. And we're just getting emails pouring in about folks that aren't able to share information. But it's Second Amendment info, or it's riot info, or it's police info. And I meant to cover this more yesterday. Will you guys pull it out of the stack? The big headline that the bill is now passed in California to make all cell phone manufacturers have police and governmental commandeering kill switches in them so they can turn off your phones whenever they want. Now, this software is already in most phones, but now that it's the law and California is the biggest market, this will force globally this to be adopted. There's the headline, kill switch smartphone bill passes in California. Remember I told you 6-7 years ago the plan was to allow music venues, you name it, to have a kill switch so you can't videotape the music. That was the excuse. And Apple already put that on all their new phones. Droid already has it. Now they're just passing laws to then next say it's illegal to have a cell phone working. This is how draconian and authoritarian and totalitarian things are getting, that people pretty soon won't even, most folks won't even have cameras. Or the new cameras that are coming out, I've been to Best Buy, are wireless, have an internet chip in them, and have GPS. And the camera's like $250, and it's 20 megapixel. And then I'm like, well, let me get something cheaper. Oh, sorry, they all have GPS now and a chip. So I looked at the owner's manual, looked it up online a few months ago, and I was looking at cameras for the office, some smaller ones, so we'd have some side units so all the reporters could carry them with them at all times, even when they're off work, because that's when you tend to catch stuff. And I looked it up, and basically everything, not just your thermostat or your dishwasher or your smartphone, everything's having the smart technology put in it where they'll just kill everything. They put a code in with all these police wireless networks that Homeland Security's paid for, and it shuts everything down. This is the premeditated, criminal, totalitarian takeover. And speaking of that, it's up on InfoWars.com. William Binney, number 4 at the NSA, who was on the show 2 weeks ago, saying that it's a total police state takeover of America and the world to end freedom. Now Snowden has come out, Steve Watson article, InfoWars.com. There's a holy bleep moment, smoking gun revelation coming. Whistleblower says government believes he has information that would be the death of them all politically. Well, let me tell you, if he's a real high-level leaker, because a lot of what he's put out was already known, if this is all for real on the up and up, it isn't a deep-level psyop, and I'm not saying it is. I think Snowden's probably real. If this is the real deal, we know what it is. The government runs the narcotics. The government runs Al-Qaeda. The government runs the child kidnapping rings. The criminal group above the government does. They launder all the money. They ship the arms everywhere. We already have Chevelle Edmonds, who was the NSA FBI liaison, Arabic translator, up till 9/11 with them commanding Al-Qaeda, communicating with Osama bin Laden, ordering stand-downs, shipping drugs, shipping children, shipping weapons. Right next to compartmentalized FBI and CIA, who are white hats, who don't know this is going on, and are the PR front responding to kidnappings that aren't government-run. I mean, folks, DynCorp's been caught with aircraft in Houston, Texas, and Belgrade, and you name it. They've been caught in Serbia. They've been caught in Texas. They've been caught everywhere with planes full of three-year-old kids. I mean, you just look it up in the news. I mean, literally, UN forces. They're pure satanic evil runs the country and the world, okay? Now, they don't have full control of the police and military yet, so they have to act like, oh, these are kooky people. They had Time Magazine come out and attack us for connecting IS to NATO, the U.S., Israel, and others, when Netanyahu's on record saying ISIS is helpfully destabilizing the Middle East, and our government's on record with Saudi Arabia.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Smithing and do all kinds of
things.
Even
sell guns.
We
go to the rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. Burn one of the slaves with a weapon. Crazy.
I want to be crazy. Crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an adventure without assumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And you can have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moan. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophistication. Talking about what's been going on around the world and here in our nation. They all seem to turn like a pack of wolves when Alex goes on the air. In spite of the facts, they launch their attacks, and I just don't think it's fair. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I get a cabinet adoption without a presumption. I know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Yeah, I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm your Christian leader. Never mind Skull and Bones. Never mind Bohemian Grove. Never mind my actual policies. Just buy my rhetoric, buy my lies, because you're my slaves. We're going to put in a Democrat later who works for the exact same people, and you're going to laugh at them when they do it. All you Democrats that hate the Patriot Act and all you Democrats that hate the police state, you're suddenly going to love it.
Visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
That was from 2006, that little end part, where I was on my local TV show after the radio show talking about how they were going to come up with a Democrat in the future before Obama was even on the scene. I guess that was about 2006, maybe even 2005. And I was wearing a George Bush mask there if you're a radio listener and couldn't see that. We have free video feeds at Infowars.com/show. We have a free iPhone app at Infowars.com as well. That's Robert Ownby, a popular Infowars.com radio listener fan song. There are so many great fan videos and fan songs out there that really aren't about being Alex Jones fans so much as it's about being a fan of liberty and promoting independent media and trying to support an operation that is under continual attack with a huge Facebook censorship campaign where we can't even share Second Amendment videos or articles or our articles about what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri. Our reporters were sharing archives of live streams they'd done. Because right after you finish the live stream in archives, we were sharing articles and archives of that. Very fair reporting, by the way, showing both sides, as everyone has witnessed here, trying to find the truth. With the fourth night of rioting and another person shot and killed by police. And notice it's for COG. It's for continuity of government, as they call it. This is all a test through Facebook and other systems of censoring keywords, censoring certain photos, censoring certain information. So Kit Daniels right now is in there writing a story about Facebook censoring us. And if they get away with this, they're going to get away with it with everybody. They're already starting to censor people exposing the wide open borders. People say, well, Facebook is Zuckerberg's business. It's his pump and dump. It's his fraud. Let him do it. They advertise as you bring your info, your photos, your information. That's what gives it value. You follow their terms of use, and then they go and cheat you and claim you're violating them and that you are violent or an extremist, when clearly that wouldn't hold up in a court of law and start blocking you sharing your pro-Second Amendment ideas or information, just like banks everywhere aren't letting sporting goods stores that even sell ammo have bank accounts anymore. That is economic siege. That's what Hitler did the first 7 years he was in power from 1933 to 1940 before he started rounding everybody up en masse. This is classic totalitarianism to use a managed, centralized economy to shut down anybody they don't agree with. And it's the opposite of liberalness and inclusiveness and a pluralistic society. It's a fraud. And so we have Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, our own websites that get attacked and they try to hack and all sorts of other dirty tricks I won't go into. And we got PrisonPlanet.tv, so you can see the nightly news, see all the films archived in HD. So when we do get censored, you've got something to fall back to. And we do have other platforms and the films on DVD and Blu-ray, so you can have them in your archive down the road if the censorship gets worse. And you also, when you buy the books, the videos, the films, it supports the overall operation. Literally 99% of what we do is free. It is that small percentage that buys the high-quality InfoWars Life products and buy the Molon Labe T-shirts and have the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships that literally fund everyone else, 20 million people a week now, to be able to see or listen to this show globally. So I want to thank you all for your support. That's why we're having 10% off until next Monday for the Back to Brainwashing special, to counter the back to the government training camps situation that starts next week for many victims out there to be taught how to be mindless trendies. That's why we're offering 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Gives you a chance to get big discounts on already deeply discounted high-quality products, from water filtration to high-quality supplements to documentary films, books, Patriot apparel, you name it. Promo code 10 gets you 10% off everything in the store. Made in America, apparel, belt buckles, the whole nine yards. You can go in there, get some high-quality products, and know that you're buying war bonds in the most savage, truthful, openly aggressive pro-freedom operation out there. I mean, we are taking action, ladies and gentlemen. And if we get more funds, we are going to be able to hire even more reporters, so we're not short-staffed here with the nightly news and the radio show and the filmmaking and the special reports. When I send Jakari Jackson and Josh Owens and Joe Biggs to St. Louis, Missouri and Ferguson to give you the hardcore on-the-ground reporting in a war zone with people getting killed of what's happening, I want to hire more reporters. I need to hire at least five more. I want to be able to send reporters all over the world. That's what's going to happen if you buy the products like X2 from InfoWars Life that I take morning, noon, and night, and is the proprietary super iodine from deep earth crystals that no one else has. InfoWarsLife.com. And I take it with the super male vitality morning, noon, and night, and it has made me so much more virile with these concentrated organic herbs that have been cold pressed. Literally, our super male and super female vitality are better than the leading competitors that are $100 for basically half the price. I know our leading competitors make their stuff that actually works because it's herbs, it's just dry herbs, for like $5 and sell it for $100. It cost us $20 something bucks and we sell it for $50. Yeah, there's a markup there that funds the operation. You get the best quality at the lowest price. And our herbs don't mimic testosterone and other hormones. They get your body to release them, according to the research group and others have put out. All I know is it works. InfoWarsLife.com. And they're trying to censor us at every level, folks. So don't take the fact that we have a Facebook or a Twitter for granted. Don't take InfoWars for granted. Don't take Drudge Report or WorldNet Daily for granted. Don't take talk radio for granted. They're trying to bring in the Fairness Doctrine again. This isn't a game. This is real totalitarianism. I know you know that. Now, we take you live to Ferguson, Missouri, on the outskirts of St. Louis, where since last Saturday night when a black man, 18-year-old young man, was shot dead, witnesses said with his hands up, police say inside the police car basically, but they haven't shown the evidence of that yet, haven't released the officer's name. Again, I just have to hold back on judgment because we don't know yet, but I don't trust the system, obviously. I also don't trust a bunch of looters running around burning things down. And, you know, saying that's how you protest, because that discredits any real protest. If people would have defended themselves if people see cops shooting innocent people, that's another thing. I would support that. But Jakari Jackson joins us. He's been there since yesterday evening, working throughout the night, doing just an incredible job with Joe Biggs and Josh Owens. Jakari, tell us what you witnessed there. You're right in front of the mini-mart that's burned down right behind you. Jakari, pretty incredible videos you filed last night. Tell us what you saw.
Thank you. Jakari Jackson reporting for Infowars.com. Now, as you alluded to, we are in Ferguson, Missouri. The site where riots broke out over the weekend following the shooting death of unarmed teenager Michael Brown. Now, the reports are contradictory, but even if the official police narrative is true, and that's a big if, that after a scuffle with Brown, the police chased him down, having shot him, then shot him again multiple times while he was fleeing. You can't shoot an unarmed suspect, especially one that's running away from you. So there are some big concerns about that.
Wow, that's been confirmed? Boy, they're trying to come. I didn't know that.
Well, that's the story. That's the story that they're giving. We don't know exactly what happened. You know, the people are saying that he wasn't even having a confrontation with the police. He pretty much had his hands up. As we saw last night, the peaceful protesters we encountered saying, hands up, don't shoot. So, like I said, the reports are contradictory at this point. So we came out here last night, and days prior, we had known about the riots and all the things going on. You can see the evidence of some of the riots behind me. This is the Quick Trip store that was burned horrifically. I don't know if they have plans to open this facility again. I wouldn't blame them if they never did. So this place was vandalized, people looting, people stealing the ATM out of this facility, and I'm sure many of our viewers have now seen the gentleman saying that, hey, this is what you're supposed to do when the police come and bring violence to your community. I disagree with that. People are lashing out. They're angry. They have the right to be angry, but you don't submit that anger to your own community. You don't say, I'm mad at the cops, so let's go burn down the mini-mart right around the corner. You know, that's a completely dumb thing to do. But the people we met last night, they were largely peaceful. You know, they had some harsh words for the police, but they weren't being physically violent. And the police responded. Maybe we can get a shot around and show you where the police blockade was. Right where you see the camera aimed right now, that's where the police blockade was. They had the big military-type vehicles, the guys out here with the riot shields, the heavy armor, the snipers on top of the vehicle. And that's the thing I want to talk about, Alex, because we were out here, as I said, many of the people, well, most of the people were calm people. You did have some people yelling slurs at the officers and so forth. And for some reason, some guy thought it would be a good idea to throw a water bottle at the police, and things got hot for a second, but quickly cooled down. But talking about the sniper, there was a sniper on top of one of these vehicles aiming a loaded gun at people who were standing in the street with their hands up. We released that video on Infowars.com, and I was doing my rounds in the mainstream media today, and I didn't see anybody talking about the sniper putting red dots on your chest if you dare stand into a street that was blocked off from both
ends. That is huge, and we have video of this. I mean, I would get mad if a red dot was on me, and I wasn't, and I didn't have a weapon, and I wasn't threatening people. One time I was protesting the Klan. We have video of this. And I was sitting there in a T-shirt and blue jeans with my camera guy, Mike Hansen, and they said, look at the parking garage. And the cops, the sheriff's department, had their rifles aimed at me. So I guess it's just this form of intimidation. Did they aim a rifle at you, Jakari?
Well, they were aiming rifles. You saw, guys, I don't know how well you can see on the iPhone, but we do have some high-def footage that's coming up soon on Infowars.com. Guys hiding behind the big military vehicles aiming guns at the crowd. I didn't personally get a red dot on my chest, but, you know, maybe I looked, you know, too professional for them to do that. It's like, well, we don't want to intimidate the reporters. And another thing I want to talk about, the misinformation, the compartmentalization of the police themselves. Because, as I said, we have the blockade over here, but there is also a blockade further down the street on West Florescent, and the officers had that blocked off as well. And I said, officer, can we go down the street? He said, you can walk down the street. You just can't drive. We don't want any car traffic. We said, fine. And I also asked the officer, I said, is there a PIO or somebody else I can talk to? He said, yeah, go down the street, past the Quick Trip. The PIO's down there. I said, great. So we walked down the street, and I tried to approach the officers, but as I already pointed out, if you got anywhere near the police who are all hiding behind the big military vehicles, they pointed a red dot at you. So, okay, go down there and talk to the PIO who's hiding behind the, you know, the snipers and the red dots and all that stuff. And that's how they're pretty much silencing the media here. And we talked to other journalists here as well, local journalists, people from other affiliates. And they said, yeah, pretty much, we can't get a statement. They won't let us talk to us. We even saw a couple of journalists out here with body armor. So I guess they expected things to get pretty hot.
Well, I mean, no police have been hurt. I know a helicopter reportedly got shot at. But, I mean, this is like an occupying army. And I'm not just trying to bash the police, but come on. Black armored vehicles pointing red dots at reporters and people. That is outrageous. And I would get, I mean, I'm just telling people, I would get very upset if I'm standing there with my hands up and the cops are aiming red dots at my chest, hiding behind armored vehicles like total cowards. I mean, they shouldn't have got into this profession if they're just running around basically going to the bathroom in their pants at the sight of a bunch of teenagers. I mean,
that's
crazy.
That's right. Yeah, and as you saw the videos last night, people got down in the street, walking around with their hands up, you know, even got down on the ground, not so much in a submission, but showing their solidarity.
A protest.
Showing, hey, we're not out here. Yeah, protesters, not the looters. We saw looters in days past, but nobody was looting last night, at least in our area. And people said, hey, you know, we're out here. We're being strong. We're just trying to show.
Again, the miracle of Skype is with us, but Jakari's video, very crisp video of your TV viewer, just cut out. We're going to reconnect with him, and then we're going to let him continue on with his excellent breakdown, and then we're going to continue into the next hour with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, reporting with his military perspective, Staff Sergeant retired, on this. But, I mean, I tell you, man, cops pointing their rifles with red dots at you. I know with the different state laws and things, unless you think you're an imminent threat and an individual is brandishing a weapon, to point a loaded gun at them violates the use of...
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now. By going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Again, you're listening to live global coverage of what Jesse Jackson says could go nationwide. Ferguson, nights of rioting and some looting. And the police now are basically keeping the media out and aiming rifle laser scopes at people's chest. I guess, is in an attempt at intimidation. And another individual they claim that was pointed a handgun at him got shot last night. And the real problem here is this will be used as a political diversion away from everything else Obama's doing, getting communities just to fight with each other. Ja'Kari Jackson, of course, 2 years ago, the regular Army trained for martial law in different areas of St. Louis and surrounding suburbs. Have any of the locals brought that up, or what is their sense of what happened, and how long do you think this could go on?
Well, I think it will continue. Like I said, it's been going on since, I guess, Sunday or so, and there are a lot of people out here last night, and people said they're going to keep coming, so we'll try to be out here tonight as well. Their sense of it, you know, they view it as general police brutality. They say this thing happens all too often in their community, especially if, you know, if their side of the story is true, that Michael Brown posed no threat, and I definitely believe that's possible, walking around with his hands up, you know, didn't want to be in a confrontation with the police. And also people did recognize, they said, you know, this is the police state. We encountered several individuals last night on our Ustream who knew about their Bill of Rights, who recognized they had a First Amendment right, who recognized that this is a police state, that you don't need all these police officers out here in such a way. I understand the police side of it, you know, that you've had riots, you know, they burned down this building. I understand why you want to have a police presence out here. But the big military vehicles aiming a sniper at somebody's chest, that is completely over the top. And I think, you know, somebody needs to address that at the police department to say why they felt it was necessary to aim a sniper rifle at somebody who was walking in the street with their hands up.
Yeah, I think you guys should go down to the police department and file a complaint that you witnessed unarmed people with their hands up exercising their First Amendment while police from concealment aimed. I know you're a firearms guy, so maybe you know what type of rifle or handgun it was, Ja'Kari, but we do have video of this. And I would get upset by guys up on the dash of a vehicle, up on the hood of an MRAP, these Homeland Security vehicles that were in Iraq, aiming it at your chest. And they're like, oh, we didn't shoot a guy with his hands up, but now you've got your hands up, and so we're going to aim a rifle at your chest. I mean, maybe if they mow down a bunch of people right there, they'll just claim you were all in the back of a police car, Ja'Kari. Maybe if they kill you, they'll claim you assaulted them.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely ridiculous. Like you can see clearly in the videos, there's a good distance between everybody and the police officers, especially the guy who had his hands up in the street. He's probably a good 100 yards away from the officer, at least that. And the guy's aiming the rifle at his chest. And I definitely want to point out to people, this is what they use to justify the police state. This is what they use to justify the MRAPs and the heavy armor and the snipers. They say, look what happened in Ferguson. So that's why we need all these big armored trucks. That's why we need all these other armaments to stop situations like that. So, you know, just to anybody out there, definitely be peaceful. There's a right way to protest. There's a wrong way to loot. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to give them any excuse to have the things that they have.
That's right. You're supposed to loot like the foreign Federal Reserve with tens of trillions in banker bailouts. That's okay. But if you get mad and a few thugs take advantage of the police covering a protest, you know, to rob a store, well, let's blame everybody for that. Again, it's two separate events. What really happened with the young man needs to be looked at, investigated. We don't endorse the looting either, but we don't endorse police aiming lasers at peaceful men, women, and children's chests, playing army. It's just such a joke, Ja'Kari. We're going to come back. We're going to come back and talk to Ja'Kari Jackson from Ferguson, Missouri, right outside St. Louis. And then we're going to talk to Joe Biggs and get his perspective. Maybe walk up and get some closer shots of the burned out building. Second hour coming up. Stay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in unlocking online gaming than they are in their wives. A serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.